see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
We'll pay you $7 million a year to cover our sport. What are you going to do?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Where is that sheet? I'll sign it.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Turned into a half decent afternoon.
Beautiful.
Now, no good this morning.
Wasn't as cold.
Very nice now.
Yesterday.
Beautiful, best city in the world. Sam Wood joins us shortly.
Mm-hmm.
A move to better sex.
That's it.
We need to get to the bottom of that.
That's why we got him in, Jim. Because both you and Radzi need to hear from him.
You badly need. Some of these poses. It's not possible for you to get into.
Dog face down.
Also, Topics Brownless worries me. And then second half. Oh, no. I don't want to look at him. Second half, Rosie comes in. We talk supercars, but we also get some nice feedback. And then I think the joke's nearly finished.
She's loving this supercar thing.
I know. I didn't realise she was a rev head.
Oh, she is.
Mm, it's good.
Jim, have a look at her. She loves it. Black T-shirt. Tats.
Well, that's a rock chick. I didn't know there was a rev head in there as well.
Picture theatres. It's good. Used to go to the drive-ins back in the day.
Well, so what?
Well, we all did, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
G'day. Good, thanks. No worries. Good to see you. Hello, Rebsy.
He comes in on the right half forward flank of the fish market. Rebsy. In from 50, puts an odd sway. Yablet!
Oh, Rexy. That was the worst sound you could hear. The crowd about to say Ablett.
Yep.
When you're standing there in front of a pack,
you think he's about to land on
you. You knew he was coming, and you could hear the whole crowd go, bang.
Yep.
You picked me up off the ground. You're right, mate. Yeah, no worries. Name's Bill, too. I've been with you for the last 8 years, but anyway. He knew two names, Paul Couch and Bud Hogging. That's all he knew.
I remember talking to Chris McDermott once,
yes.
And he was put back in the hole against St Kilda.
Yeah.
And he said, Pluggo, after about 2 minutes, walked up to him and said, this is what you stay there, this is what happens.
Yes.
I miss 8 weeks from the tribunal.
Yep.
You miss more weeks.
A lot more.
And Bone said, I had to think about my own health, and I just snuck up the ground to touch.
Who did he run into from Sydney?
Caven.
Peter Caven. Wow. Ablett ran into Gazdev, Johnny Gazdev, remember?
He did. No, they're brutal men. Big, strong, tough men.
And I used to stand there, mate.
No,
I
you
took
didn't.
It all.
No, you didn't.
I did so.
You ran the other direction.
No. Carlton Jim.
Yes,
oh, we've done the rap thing yet?
No.
We haven't. What have we been doing?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes, Jim. Our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
That's better, Rabsy. Carlton is heading back to the appeals board tonight, Jim.
Oh, I cannot believe this.
6 p.m. So they've had a go once.
They've appealed.
Yeah.
It was thrown out.
Yes.
Now they're reappealing.
Yeah, I know. Which, good luck. I can't see it in getting off.
Well,
so
don't you need to bring
four
evidence that hasn't been heard before?
Exactly.
You know what the AFL should do in this situation? Doesn't matter who it is.
Yes.
So this is an anti-Carlton. This is who it is.
Whoever.
They should say, if you want to appeal after your appeal's been thrown out, you can if you want.
Yes.
But if you're unsuccessful, double the penalty.
Right.
So you go from 2 weeks to four.
Oh.
In other words, if you're going to waste our time again, if you're not successful, the penalty gets doubled.
It was
and
10,
that will stop people doing it.
Good idea. I like it, Jim. But was it 10 grand if you appeal? And then what's the double appeal?
Yeah, I don't know the figure.
Anyway.
I actually can't remember it happening. Normally, once you appeal, if it's not successful, you're done.
Carlton, they're getting a bit desperate.
Well, but they used to take it to the court back in the day. Remember, they'd Supreme Court it, which...
Desperate they're getting, Jimmy Boy.
See, Bill.
Another day, Jimmy Boy, another retirement. Matty DeBoer, who played 138 games with Fremantle, come from Claremont, Jim.
Yeah,
he's up there on the boards with you. And 85, course, at the Giants, 223 games. Well done to you, Matty Boy. And I tell you what, it's a very emotional time for a player when he retires. Have a listen.
You just got to have the utmost belief in yourself always. And I just want to take the opportunity to say that because I won't be here next year to remind you. I'll be hanging up the Nikes this year. It's been an incredible journey. I've loved every minute. Injuries have just caught up with me, so it's just time for me to take my intensity in another direction. Just to the boys, I just love you. Keep it together, Matt. And Yeah, I'll just miss you, and I'll always be here for you.
Oh, Jimmy, when you talk about your teammates
yes.
and your family.
Well, it's over a decade of committing yeah. yourself to something day in, day out.
Exactly.
No, that is, he has been a wonderful player.
He was
too.
Going all right there Warrior. Up there at Giants, yeah, wasn't he? They found a spot yep. for him, run with,
and he did a great job of that. Over.
Hey, Richmond, what's going on with Dusty? I want to know because we haven't seen him for, what, 2, 3, 4 weeks? So I got Dimmer on the phone. I said, Dimmer, what are your plans with Dusty?
Our plans are if we make finals, he'll be available to play. That is our thoughts on that at this stage. But once again, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge. That's some 3 to 4 weeks away at this stage. So the probably regular season, he won't play any further part. But if we make it, he'll be putting his hand up to play.
Something going on there, Jim. We haven't seen him, haven't heard from him, really.
Yeah, but we never hear from him.
I know, but normally, yeah. There's something going on. I don't know what's happened there. No. Anyway, we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. I'll be all over it, of course. Some sad news in the NRL. NRL icon Paul Green has died aged 49, Jim. Only 49. The former footy star turned premiership winning coach passed away at his home in Brisbane today. Of course, his greatest moment ever was when he went up and he coached the Cowboys, the North Queensland Cowboys, to their maiden premiership in 2015 when they beat the Broncos.
Broncos.
Mate, that was one of the great games of all time. And then, of course, he coached the State of Origin Queensland there for a while. So that is sad news there. Paul Green no longer with us at only age 49, Jim.
Too young, Bill.
NRL continuing boxing. Paul Gallen is putting his money where his mouth is. He's had a press conference today because he's got another fight coming up. His last fight, Jim. Mm. But guess what? He's going to fight twice on the card.
What?
Sure?
Yes, I am. Two fights, Rabsy.
He is fighting two different people on the one night.
So, of course, a mad New South Wales player. He's going to fight two Queensland legends, Justin Hodges, who fought money about a month ago, and Ben Hannon on the same night. He's fighting two Queenslanders. Guess where the fights are? They're in Brisbane. So on September 15,
enemy territory.
So it'll be an early fight he'll have, and then he'll have one later on. But he's going to have two fights, his last fights ever. He's been actually pretty good in the ring.
He was actually very good on the field too.
He's a good player, and he liked to fight there too. So that'll be interesting. And at the press conference today, he said, "All right, I'll have a $10,000 bet with you, Hodges." Hodges said, "No, I don't want to." He said, "If you can knock me out, I'll give you $50,000."
$50,000.
Hodges still wouldn't wouldn't shake his hand.
Well, one's been able to knock him out.
No. Well, he's got the thick head and a hard head. You can't knock him out.
All right. I can see Sammy through the glass.
Is he coming in?
I didn't realize he was coming in. The great man.
Oh, yeah.
He can show you some positions.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And we get some things wrong.
You get things wrong.
We're joined by one of our favourites, Sam Wood.
Our next guest has watched The Bachelor with Billy.
Kisser?
No,
you
I don't.
You kissed everyone else.
Well, steady on.
And tried to give him a workout.
Take him upstairs, Sammy.
Here we go.
What happened there? Oh.
Now he's back for more. Please welcome Sam Wood.
Oh, in he comes.
Exactly,
and very welcome you are too, Mr. Wood.
Thank you.
I'll tell
very
you
much
why.
Mr. Wood.
Bill latched onto the paper the other day and saw this headline, Sam Wood, a move to better sex.
Right.
And he said, I want Sam to come in.
Exactly. Well, this is unbelievable. Hello, Sam. Great to see you
great
again.
Great to see you.
A friend
you,
of the Rush
very
Hour,
good
by the
friend
way.
Of the Rush
we
Hour,
did. Yes. We went and watched The Bachelor, and now he's very successful. We went out to the woodshed. That's still going all right, mate?
Yeah, woodshed's still going well, mate. All going well. I did get a text from Bill yesterday saying,
oh, no.
Now, mate. I think I might need a few sex tips from you. And I hadn't seen the article yet.
No.
So Jesus, that's a Where's random that come message from? To get from Bill out of nowhere, but now it all makes sense.
A move to better sex.
That's right. That's
from
right.
From Wood.
That's so, right. That's right.
So, Sammy, now I was reading it, so I thought this would be interesting. We'll have a look at this because when you get a bit older, you get a bit sloppier. Some of us do.
Oh, it's about to say.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
And we'd all love to be a bit better in the boudoir. So, but what you're saying, and you say it here, I'm not a sex coach.
Oh, no. So this article came out and got a bit of a WhatsApp group with all the mates. And sure enough, the screenshot comes through. This is after your text message.
Yep.
Righto, Casanova. What's going on here? All the mates are heaping the crap on me. But look, I'm definitely no sex coach or no sex expert, that's for sure. But from a physical perspective, there's definitely some things you can do to improve your strength and your stamina and your flexibility that I can only think would help when in the bedroom.
Right.
Well, what interested me about it, because it is plastered all over the front of the page.
It is.
You've read it, Jim, haven't you?
It's your beautiful better half.
Oh, yeah, Snez, 100%.
If she just wandered in and said, so any danger of me seeing any of these moves? Or?
Yeah, no, expert in theory. I mean, every time we have sex, we have a child.
You do. So
you have a girl.
I just had another one.
I've got to slow down. We've got four girls now. So it's, didn't come in here to talk about our sex life.
No, necessarily. Of course you didn't. But well done with that, by the way.
But,
four girls.
Four girls. And, Snez is a super mum and things are bloody great in the family department.
You got to go again. You got to, a boy would be lovely.
Oh, no. I think we're well and truly done. I love being a girl dad. So, yeah.
It's, Q in the rack.
We're done. Yeah, Q. The card was left not so subtly on the bench for the little snip. So, I think that's a
fair indication.
A lot of blokes have tried different things. Remember Andrew Gaze put ice on his knackers for a while, because he had a lot of girls, so that's the way he thought to have a boy. There's different positions, I think, you can try.
If you're fit, you have boys, or you're fit, you have girls. You know.
Yeah, exactly. But then, so that would work with you.
Well, that's what they say, and then you look at Rui, and he's got all boys. Yeah, so, he's a pretty fit bugger, so I don't know how much truth in that. But, yeah, everyone's got an old wife's tale to tell you, but we didn't try any of that.
No.
But yeah, we definitely were destined to have girls.
Beautiful family.
So explain this to me, Sammy, because I have a beautiful girl, my partner's girl, living in our house. She's 14.
Yep.
And the rest is all boys. Well, I have four boys, and there's another boy. Lisa's got a boy. So the boys everywhere. She comes out with some stuff that just stops me immediately in my tracks.
Yeah, I have a 17-year-old.
And then look at Lisa and I go, I don't know now what to say.
Yeah.
No, mate, what do you do in that space?
Yeah, it's hard.
Talk to your mother.
Well, and I reckon they're so much more grown up now than.
I don't know
if I was naive or. But honestly, I reckon they're doing at 15 what we were doing at 20.
Yep.
Well, and it does stop you in your tracks. It's a good way of putting it. But
sometimes they walk out ready to go out. And you go back up the stairs, Dale. You're not wearing that.
Beautiful. She's getting ready for a year 11 formal at the moment.
Jeez.
And, she is an absolute stunner. But
Explain that to me. Explain the, because my young bloke's having his formal today.
Yeah, right.
He sent me the text of what he's going to be doing between getting picked up and coming home.
Oh, yeah, it's mad.
Four different locations.
Yeah.
That never happened in our day.
No, it's a whole new world. Mm. The parties, the Snapchat, so you can see where everybody is
and everyone isn't.
It's an absolute, it's another world. So you try and. I don't know. God, you feel old. I'm only 42. I feel about 100 sometimes.
My old man, I still remember my old man saying to me, he dropped me off.
Yeah.
He said, if you're not here at 11:30 on the dot, you won't be going out again until you're 18. This is a 17-year form.
Yeah.
100%. I was that terrified of him.
Yeah.
11:25, I was waiting at the front.
I'm a bit like that with Evie. Only because it's from a safety. I just want to know where she is.
Oh, of course.
And because of Uber and social media, they change plans 5,000 times. Yeah. Nothing set in stone. We were going here, but then we all changed our mind and we're going, so now where are you? You know, so, we have some, I don't think we're too strict, but midnight is her curfew.
Yeah,
I don't know
enough.
If we're extending that for the form. I don't think we are.
Nothing wrong with that.
She'll try.
We used to have a few frothies. That was all, Jim, back in the day, didn't we?
Well, you snuck, but you tried to sneak them in early.
Yeah.
So that there was nothing on your breath when the old man caught up with you later because
he'd have the chewing gum or something.
Oh, yeah.
You have that many chewies in your mouth, you couldn't talk.
So anyway, did you see the interview going this way when you came in, Sammy? Did you think this is the sort of stuff we'd be rolling through?
No, not necessarily, but I'd rather do this and give you sex tips that I don't know anything about.
No, we'll take a break because we're going to come back because we want to talk to him about 28.
We want tips as to how to have successful business.
Well, that's what he's very good at.
My bloody oath he is.
How old are you? 42.
42.
Going grey.
Going.
Oh, look at it.
Have a look in the mirror, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorous throat I've ever had.
Oh, no. Sam Wood, our favourite, is in the studio.
So how are you splitting your time? Now, you had a great result with the sale of a business recently, but you have to stay working in that. You also got the woodshed.
Yep.
You've also got the videos.
And four daughters.
And four, well, we know the family bit you fly. So how are you finding room to do everything you're doing?
Oh, nothing's changed for 28. In fact, I'm probably doing more than ever because, I mean, I love 28.
Tell the people what 28 is.
So 28's my online fitness program with workouts that take 28 minutes that you can do from home. And we did just do a big business merger, which is really exciting, but nothing has changed there from my perspective. So I spend my time doing 28, which is all the workouts and chatting with all the 28ers every day, doing my podcasts and at my gym, the Woodshed, and then and juggling four kids and all the other stuff that goes with it.
28bysamwood.com to find out more about that. It's an incredible experience. Get online and do your working out.
And a new program starts Monday.
New program starts on Monday. So perfect timing if anyone wants to jump on board for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And at 28 minutes, Bill. You go hard. I go to see Bill.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I go and see my mate Andrew Buse. And we go Thursdays, every Thursday, which is a lot. He had a horse running today. He gave me a tip. He knows nothing. He's like you. Knows nothing about horses. Buse, and it won. Won today at sale.
Am I on it?
No, it was $1.30. Very short.
Woody, let me tell you this. He, in July, this is what happened. He had an ambassadorial role with a shake company meant to lose weight.
Ice Away.
He also became a member with four of his mates or five of his mates of a thing called, they called it the Fat Club because they were all too fat.
We're all fat.
And
still are.
He had a dry July.
Dry July.
So those three things were the perfect storm for Bill.
See that?
So we inquired as to about July 14 and he'd got fatter.
No good.
How do you achieve that?
It takes a while to lose weight when you're older, doesn't it? Because a lot of people will be listening out there, and if you start lifting a bit of iron, which are big
weights. Oh, it's all muscle, isn't it?
It's muscle, yeah. But how long does it take? Because we've been going for been going about 7 weeks, and I don't know if too many of us have lost too much weight. It takes a while.
Well, your metabolism slows down by about 1% per year from the age of 30. So you'd be 25% less efficient than you were when you were running around with number 16 on your back.
But
everyone's a bit different, but the other side to that is you should have lost weight in 7 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, if you're toning up or building lean muscle and you're burning fat, the diet's the thing I worry about with you.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
You know, seeing Busey once a week's probably not if we're really getting the magnifying glass out. But yeah, just the incidental exercise for you. You live near the tan, get out there every day, do a lap. And do weights twice a week.
I live near the bot.
And there's this running track somewhere in the area.
The was it the 10?
All these crazy people in their tights.
They look good, but what are they doing?
Bill.
Yes, Jim. Yes.
Just once around there.
Yeah.
And some vegetables.
Oh, look at that confused look.
What?
No, veggies, protein, walks, weights, and you'd be 10 kilos lighter.
But it is hard for bigger people just to listen to that and do it. So it just takes a bit of time, I think. Yeah, so progress,
not perfection.
Don't
try and do it all in one hit.
Well, yeah, that's the biggest mistake. What's the key for people who are thinking, look, I really have to start addressing this, but I'm a bit intimidated because I don't know my way around a gym and I don't really know what to do. What should they do?
Well, I think people build it up in their heads, even like Bill did then, to be way bigger than it has to be. Mm. Just start walking. Just start walking and start with healthier breakfasts. And then once you start to get the hang of that, all right, I'm going to be a bit more conscious about how much water I'm drinking. I'm going to get 3 litres in every day. I'm going to eat a few more veggies with my dinner. And the results are what motivates you. Once you actually get a bit of momentum and you see those results and it reinforces that these things that aren't turning your life upside down are actually having a big impact, then you start to go, you know what, I'm really onto something here, and you can ramp it up. But gyms can be really intimidating to people. I mean, that's why 28 exists, because it helps people in their home. But most people that have a gym membership don't go.
You know,
85% of people that have a gym membership don't use it more than 4 times a year. So it ends up being a pretty damn expensive gym membership. So if you don't think you're going to use it, or you don't know, you ask from your elbow and gyms really freak you out and you can't afford a personal trainer, just follow a simple program with body weight exercises and walking, and that's a really good place to start.
And 28's the one there. Hey, I saw you having cold showers. What was that about?
Ooh, yeah.
Is that about not the sex thing?
No. But I don't know if it's helped my sex life, but it's sharpened me up. I've always heard about them, and I didn't really like the proposition of it, so I scoffed at it a bit.
Yes.
But I interviewed a fellow called Wim Hof, the Iceman, on my podcast, and he's a... He's this crazy guy from the Netherlands. He holds the record. On his 63rd birthday, he hopped in an ice bath for 63 minutes.
Oh.
Mad. Absolutely mad. Anyway, he says you don't have to do 63 minutes. You just have to start with showers and just have to do 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And he swears by it, from reducing inflammation and waking yourself up and really good for your mental and your physical health and your resilience and all these other benefits. Mm-hmm. And he was a very convincing, passionate guy, the most I'd ever heard from in that sort of category. So after speaking to him, I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. I started with a minute, built it up 15 seconds a day till I got to 2 minutes. And now I have a normal shower.
Yeah.
But the last 2 minutes, it's bloody cold in winter at the moment in Melbourne.
Jeez.
Turn it to cold and just sort of breathe through it for that 2 minutes. And I feel great.
So it works. It helps.
Yeah, I reckon it gets rid of your soreness. It wakes you up for the day. And the theory is, when you're focusing so much sort of on survival, you get all the other shit out of your head.
Yeah.
And when we're so busy in today's world with so much crap going on in our heads, it's pretty rare that we get all that stuff out. So you just focus purely on your breathing and you as the cold water comes down on you, and it really does. It clears your head, and I reckon it's really good for your mental health and you feel bloody good.
So, Sammy, people looking at you will go, 42, you look 28. And you've got this ripped to shreds rig and all the rest of it. So they would think, is there anything he does that he shouldn't do? Have you got any kryptonite? Is there anything?
Yeah. Look, I've
go away fluctuated with your mates and get on the frothies.
Yeah,
you've
get
done
on
that.
The frothies with my mates. I don't drink every day, but when I drink with my mates, I definitely drink too much.
Right.
It's something I need to just keep tabs on. But look, like everyone, particularly even as Bill said, you know, as I've gotten older, I've found it harder. And you know, the things you know, I used to be able to eat whatever I wanted and not have to exercise that much, and wouldn't really make any difference. And then it sort of sneaks up on you, and pretty tired and exhausted having four kids, especially, you know, three under five.
Yeah.
So just trying to find that little bit of time that you give yourself each day, I find really helps me just from a mental and a physical perspective, and not trying to do too much. I do 5 30-minute workouts a week and try to walk the dog every day for half an hour and just eat 8 out of 10.
So
and that sort of holds me in pretty good
7 days, when would you have a drink?
Oh, on the weekends usually. Yeah. I mean, and I try not to do it every week.
Yeah.
I mean, my little rule is limit it to the special occasions. Because I do over drink when I drink, you know, and Friday isn't a special occasion, Bill. It's a day of the week. So, yeah, limit it to the special occasions, you know, birthdays and important stuff. And then if you end up drinking 12 times a week rather than 48 times a week, 12 times a year rather than 48 times a year, it makes a bloody big difference.
Tell me how people get hold of the podcast before we let you go.
Your podcast is the Woodlife Podcast, which you can find on Apple.
All right. And 28bysamwood.com if you want to get stuck into that as well. Great seeing you, mate.
Sammy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bro.
Jim, what are you doing?
I've got a shape in my mouth.
Barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes.
JB, this is always precarious.
I know.
Precarious. Good word. Now, Jim, you know I'm a simple man.
Yes, I do know that.
And I just like my little coffee, right? I like a cappuccino and I like a latte or a short black, whatever it might be, and I love a hot chocolate now and then.
Right.
So how come, Jim? How come when I get a cappuccino or a latte, it's hot, 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 hot?
Yes.
And then sometimes I get a hot chocolate. A hot chocolate, it's in the name, Jim.
Yes.
It's not bloody hot.
Ooh.
Why aren't hot chocolates hot?
I don't know.
Jim. I'm asking you.
I haven't got an answer for you.
So, hence.
Oh, hence.
133353.
What's the question?
What annoys the shit out of you? Why aren't hot chocolates hot?
I don't know the answer.
Cappuccinos are.
I don't ever have them, but that's annoying.
Lattes are hot. Everything's hot.
I'll tell you what annoys me.
What?
When you've got your better half in the car.
Oh,
and you're going to the pharmacy, let's say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you pull up and Lisa wants to jump out quickly and go to the pharmacy. But as we all know, it always takes longer than you think.
Exactly.
So you think, well, it'll only be a couple of minutes, always 5 or 6.
Yes.
So jumps out to get to the pharmacy.
Oh,
just a little one.
Because you've
got the car on your own.
Jim.
The car to yourself. So I think, it's going to be 5 or 6 minutes. I'll get a little one.
Oh, no.
And Bill.
Yeah.
Bounces out after about 48 seconds.
Straight back in the car.
The window's down. And everything up.
Oh, Jim.
Bill, it's normally 5, and that's more than enough time to exit. Bill.
That annoys
that's
you.
That's annoying. there isn't a man listening to this show that hasn't had that happen to him.
Or in a lift on your own, you drop one and five women get in at the next stop. So, Bill, what annoys you?
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't drink hot chocolate, but if it's not hot, that would be very annoying.
Every hot chocolate I have had is not hot.
I would have given away, Ramsey.
$100 grilled voucher. You won't be able to resist their new mouth-watering saltbush and pepper onion rings from Grilled. They're 100% natural, gluten-friendly, and vegan.
Speaking of grilled, our great friend Joey Stuckey's a birthday today.
Is it?
It is.
How old's Joey?
Oh, don't ask me that. Even if I knew, I'm not going to tell you. But odd, happy birthday to 50. The beautiful Joe Stuckey.
133353, Bill.
Yeah, farting or hot chocolate?
No.
What is it?
What an
no, we don't want those because we've said those. Exactly. That means you don't ring up with those. You ring up with something else that annoys you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's the best argument
you
can ever.
Call me old fashioned, but.
Right now we're talking things that annoy you.
Yes, like hot chocolate not being hot.
Yes, fair enough. Yeah, can't argue with that.
Jim just dropped one.
Well, we'll get to the first caller.
Yeah. Apsy from Geelong. Hey, Apsy.
Jimmy, Fat, Rabsy, how are we, boys?
Good. What annoys you, mate?
Well, it's a little bit similar to Jim's there. Try and do the right thing by the missus. Don't let one rip in the bedroom there. Just jump out of bed, go to the hallway.
Yep. Yeah.
Let one rip, mate, and you still get in trouble for the big loud noise that comes out of the back passage.
Oh, no. So you had to bring it down.
Well, I didn't think we'd go all the way there. Neil's in Laylaw.
Neilo.
Hello. How you going, JB? How you going, Fat?
Hey, Neilo. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent, mate.
Good on you. What do you got for us today?
Mate, what annoys me is when I go to an ATM in the Laylaw Plaza, it's always out of bloody service.
Yeah, that is annoying. And not as annoying.
And that annoys the crap out of me.
Neilo, what about when you go and it's not your bank and they sting you $4 to take your own money out of it?
And that's why I won't go to them.
Ah, good. What's the Laylaw Plaza like? That'd be all right.
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad. It's just annoying when the bloody ATM's out of service.
I know.
Bloody common.
I think we got out of the right spot. They might just invest with us. Yeah. Jace is in Wang.
He is. Wang Garada. G'day, Jace.
G'day, Fat. G'day, JB. How you going?
Beautifully, mate. What annoys you?
Mate, what annoys me is I take the young bloke to the footy on the Sunday at Auskick and he gets in the car and puts his bloody boots on my dashboard.
What are you driving?
Nah, Holden, Colorado, mate. Holden, Colorado.
Not on the Colorado.
Not on the Colorado, no, Bill. Not with the mud on the boots.
I like that.
And especially up here, it's a bit wet at Northeast Utah at the moment, so it's pissing me off.
Would be. Would be. Stay there, Jace.
This would be good,
Mahalia.
Jim.
Mahalia. Yes. Berwick. Hello, Mahalia.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Mahalia.
Hello.
What's annoying you, please?
When you go to the servo and you have a diesel and you can't find the diesel pump because it's being used or all the way down the end. Oh. That really, I want to swear, but I know I'm not allowed.
Yes.
It really annoys me. Yeah.
But there are a lot more diesel pumps there because I'll drive the diesel too.
But sometimes there'll be three of the four lanes that'll have diesel and the one you choose hasn't.
I know, Jim.
And then you got to try and back up and get into another lane and people behind you are unhappy.
You know what I was thinking the other day while I was getting petrol? They should employ someone, two people to pump petrol for you.
Well,
so you
used
don't get out
to,
of, yeah,
back
I know,
in the day.
Back in the good old days, Jim.
Yeah.
Here's your million-dollar idea.
And they do your windscreen.
Yeah, but imagine that. If someone flies out, you don't have to leave the car. You give them your credit card or cash or whatever, and they fill your car up and you drive away. Mm. That'd be service.
There we are, Bill.
There's something for us to
Templeton
look at.
Templeton has... stay there, Mahalia.
Oh, Kelvin.
Kelvin Templeton.
Kelvin.
From Eltham. How are you,
mate? How you going, boys?
Good,
man. Going well.
Anyone call you Kelvin?
Yeah, all the time, mate.
Oh, pigeon chest.
What annoys you?
What annoys me is when I'm in the meat section at the supermarket and I'm really feeling like splashing out, I'll buy the stir-fried chicken.
Yep.
The stuff that's already pre-cut.
Yeah.
Then you go and throw it in the pan. It's all still bloody stuck together.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So you're going to splash out and you buy the stir-fried chicken?
Yeah.
Come on, Kelvin, you're better than that. Buy some nice steaks.
Bill, he wants chicken.
I like chicken, Bill. I don't look like you.
Well said. Stay there. Chris in Warrialik. That's Big Monkey Town.
Warrialik. Yep.
How are you, Chris?
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Fat.
Yes. I love it.
What annoys you,
mate, Chris?
Boys, nothing does my head in more than people that sit 20 under on a Ooh. Single lane, and as soon as you hit that overtake, they go 10 over. Boys, I can't stand it.
I'm with you. So they make sure you don't get past them,
but then
and
when...
then as soon as it goes back to a single lane, they go back to doing under the speed limit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Does my bloody head in.
It's even a three-laner, and you got the right-hand lane, and they sit under there. That is annoying.
Hey, there's some good ones there. Yeah, well, what about Tommy from Geelong?
What's Tommy like?
Losing the first leg of the quaddie.
Oh, that is bloody annoying, Tommy. I like that. That is very annoying. We've
Heath
done that,
says,
haven't we?
I'm just reading a few here. Heath says Collingwood supporters. Oh. They annoy us as well, mainly, right. Mainly Rabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, actually, I'm coming around to Collingwood.
Joe.
Because of McRae.
When her husband and son leave cardboard in the fridge, my kids do that all the time.
Mm.
So they'll finish whatever they're eating and leave the empty packet
in the
fridge.
Yeah,
no, I like all of them. Well all done. Right, so who wins?
Jim. Jace from Wang. What does he win?
Jace from Wang wins a $100 grilled voucher.
Oh, Jace, there you go.
Yep. Boys.
Well done, mate.
I'll get the young bloke to put his feet on the dash more often.
That would be annoying.
You don't want to make a man's chariot muddy.
Naughty. Yeah, exactly. Did you like any gym or we got another topic?
Well, I liked Kelvin Templeton because he said he didn't want to look like you. So he gets something.
Kelvin, you've won a Neverland store voucher. Their warehouse sale is back 9th of the 11th September. Prices from $15.30 Warwick Avenue, Preston. Don't miss out.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
Well done, Kelvin Templeton. I like it. And Chris from Warri Alec gets something too because I hate that.
What was it?
When people speed up when there's an overtaking lane and then go back down again. We'll get Chris something.
Triple M price back headed to Chris.
All right, nice. Not bad topics.
Yes, I thought I was good.
Reasonable from you.
Yes, even the boss come in and liked it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh. Arms in the air. That's all that matters. Yeah. Oh, of course you feel good. You're listening to us.
Mm.
Tell you what's coming up. Rosie Walton wandering in because we're giving away an amazing prize, V8 Supercar Stylings.
Yes.
So we've got a couple of nominations for that and then some feedback and then the joke.
Yes.
So that's all to come in this magnificent second hour.
Good joke too, Jim. A short one, but I think you'll enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I know you'll like it, Rabsy.
Mm-hmm.
Koshy, the president of Port Adelaide Gym, has said some words. I think he said it Monday, actually, but I've just caught up with it all. And let me tell you, I don't think the football department or the club are very happy with Koshy. Have a listen.
Obviously, this year will be the worst finish that we've had in the last 10 years, and something's got to change. It's not just one individual person. It is the whole program. Turn it around or watch out. Every single person's role will be assessed at the end of the year. Mm. As I say, as we do each year, but this year, more important than ever.
Whole program, Jim, turn it around or watch out.
Everyone's role reviewed, including the president?
I don't think so.
Been there 10 years, exactly, by the way. Yeah. So all of this has happened under his watch.
Interesting from the president, isn't
it? Well, I always thought in that same role that you criticise internally and you praise externally.
Uh-huh.
So I never thought the press was the forum to empty out your own footy program.
No.
And you can go behind closed doors and say whatever you want, but when you speak publicly... It's you got to be positive.
I think he might have got a couple of calls or a chat from the footy department. Also, your stance on the prison bar jumper, because it comes up 5 times every year, and I couldn't give a rat's
toss. Well, none of us could, but if thanks, bloody. But if they wear it for the 2 showdowns and that's it,
spot on.
Never in a final,
no.
But the 2 showdowns is fine, no other week. I don't have any issue with it. I don't understand why the AFL just don't step in and say to Collingwood, I'm sorry, but we're taking it out of your hands. You can sue us, you can sue them, you can sue whoever you like. Mm. They are for 2 times a year wearing that jumper and that's the end of it.
That's a good
then
point.
It just shuts the whole thing
the
down.
The AFL should do it.
Yeah, I agree.
But Collingwood said you can wear it, but it's got to be teal.
Well, no. Bill, just the twice a year in the showdown, that's it.
Spot on, Jim. Gee, you're sensible. I like working with you. Now, do you know a bloke called Rob Pope?
No.
No, you probably wouldn't because he's a British marathon champion.
Right.
He has just run the width of the island of Ireland.
Wow. And that's quite wide.
Did you hear what I said there?
Yes.
The width of the island of Ireland.
Yes. No, I got
it's
it.
It's a funny little...
You could just say the width of Ireland.
Yeah.
No, the island of Ireland.
Yeah.
But in 24 hours, Jim.
Wow.
Do you know how
far? What is the distance?
Do you know what the width of the island of Ireland is?
I don't.
215 k's at one stage. there. I've got a map of
Well, that's
Tassie.
Obviously it at its narrowest, Island. Surely.
Yeah, so this is a Rob Pope's route.
Oh, there it is. He's holding it up.
Well, I'm showing you, Jim.
Yeah, but this is a radio. So,
yeah, I know, but it's quite, like, it's only 215 k's from one side to the other. So he went from Galway. She played a fiddle in an Irish pub. Oh, nah. With an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. Good song. On the West Coast. And he ran to the capital, Dublin.
Dirty old town. Dirty old town.
There it is.
That's the Pogues.
That's the Pogues.
I think, well, the ferret is singing at the Cremorne.
Yeah.
In just under 24 hours. So how good's that? Well done to Popey there.
Did he go effort. Via anywhere else, Bill?
He went via...
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary.
Bloody good effort in 24 hours.
Bloody oath. Didn't stop.
You know, Tassie's 320 k's wide.
Is it?
So it's narrower than Tassie.
Right.
Mm. You wouldn't be running across Tassie in 24 hours.
Have you got a map of Tassie there? I want to see.
Oh, can you believe?
I just want to see.
It's the second time he's said that in his break.
I know, and it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
What we're doing next, look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is. They're very, very hard to find these days, Bill.
What?
Best moments in the AFL era.
I think it's back. I think it's back.
We're going to discuss next.
I heard a podcast the other day about this.
And this, well, the voting's not going the way that Bill would like, which I like.
George W.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I like the bloke to agree with me.
If you ever want to get involved in the show on socials, Triple M Rush Hour is our handle. And on Twitter, we've posted a link to vote JB in best moments in the AFL era.
Well, because Fat's match-winning goal is at the moment in the fight of its life.
Oh, no. What's happened
against to you? Nick Malcheski's grand final sealer.
Picked up by Hanbury. Malcheski, snap, and there's your grand final. Oh! There's your grand final. The Sydney Swans.
Malcheski!
Off the Buddha Band and Melcho!
Melcho!
Outrageous!
Listen, a spud.
It was only a snap.
Oh, no, it's good.
It was a good goal. One over his head.
No, one of my granny. That good.
Over his head, one of my granny. And at the moment.
Yes, well, how are we going, Tim?
We've got the voting here.
Yeah, what is it, please?
I think there's 18 hours to go, Rosie.
Had he had a rock and rolling season, though, Melcho?
I don't want to hear that. 57% bearded Melcho.
Ooh.
43%. So I think you're in all sorts.
You know what will happen? The Rush Hour family will get behind Anthony William. Fat!
I can't see you coming back from there.
I can. If I kick that goal from 80, I can do anything, Jim.
80. And you know, as I've said before, the bit of that audio I listen to the most.
Yes.
Down and out.
Down and out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then back. So you must have had a real ordinary season.
This is not bad. Have you read some of these others in this?
Unbelievable.
Well, I see it, but I don't believe it. Buddy's 1,000th. EJ's lap of honour.
Oh, yeah.
Rui goes back with a flight. How good was that, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Leo Barry, you star.
Dom Sheed from the pocket.
Yes. No.
No, you know, Rabs is not happy with that one.
Heater's smother when he snuck up on him like librarian.
Librarian.
Moorcross Mark. Choco's choke.
Yes. After the 2004 granny.
That's
grabbed
it.
The tie.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's good. That's the Armchair Experts, by the way, on Channel 7.
Yes. Triple M Rush Hour is our Twitter handle. Get on there to vote for this.
Well, he's had
a rock and rolling season.
Down and out and back he comes. Can he finish it off with a goal?
Billy,
you're a king of Geelong.
Vote
the
now.
He's off the back, Billy.
Down and out.
Yes. Right. And see, I just come back, Jim.
Yeah,
that's how tough I was.
Sounded like it.
Mentally and physically.
Don't reckon.
Everything.
Virtually directly in front from 30 at best. You can't imagine if you'd missed that.
Well, you
don't. And Geelong had missed a granny.
See, you look in the revision mirror. I just look through the windscreen, Jim. That's all I look through.
You need help.
No,
57-43 down against the bearded Malcho.
Yes, come on, Rush Hour family.
You need help and you need votes in this as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Ah, Ramsey!
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can we please get Billy to tell us where the Formula One is this weekend?
Oh, it's not in Ashburger's, Anne.
The Repco Supercars Championship is returning to Victoria for the Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint.
Oh!
Thank you, Bill. 19th to the 21st of August. We've got a great prize. It's worth $3,400 to give away. All you need to do is head to triplem.com.au, Rosie, and tell us what you have done to your car.
I'm loving this so much. I've got three to
I
share.
I didn't realise you're a quiet rev head.
Oh, she is. Not that quiet.
No.
I only got rid of my Matchbox cars last year.
Matchbox.
That's hilarious.
I love
Did you
cars.
Sell them?
Yep.
Do you make good money?
No. Because they weren't in their boxes. So I've got three to choose from today.
Yes.
Everyone in consideration for winning a ground pass or the thing that Brab's just mentioned, worth $3,500, which includes a pit walk. Lauren has sent us in a photo of her Mitsubishi Lancer.
Yes.
She's very proud of it. The thing that I liked about what she described about her favourite bit of her car was that she only ever got three canaries doing chap laps back in the year 2000.
Chap laps.
Now, George, our Onion, who works in promotions, didn't know what a canary was. So that means a defect sticker for anyone unsure.
I love the wheels she's put on there. It's a Momo. Really nice. They're almost got a Ferrari lookalike.
Yeah.
All right. Very nicely done. Yep.
Sarah Jackson from Poo-Wong.
Poo-Wong.
I need to talk about this car. I love this car so much. I am in love with this car, as my phone rings. My apologies.
Yep.
It's a slap for the boys.
Sarah lives in Poo-Wong.
Yes.
And she said that she might visit us in San Remo so we can see this car in action. It is magnificent. Have you seen the movie Death Proof that Quentin Tarantino has done? It's full of banging cars like this. Right. It is the 1973 Plymouth Duster.
Cool.
So she bought it as is. She was able to do that because they're quite expensive. You know, they're kind of nudging the 50 grand, but all she uses it for is to go to work and drop her kids off to school.
Wow. In that.
She's got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and it's a 2-door, as you can see, Bill.
It is.
Yeah, beautiful car, but she said getting the car seat in and out and the kid in and out can cause a few tears.
Almost like the old Charger shape.
Very much. She used to have a VW Beetle, but her husband had a better car, and she went, nah, I need an upgrade. So I love that.
And? Yes.
And this is a fun. This is from Brendan Gert. His surname is Gert, as in by sea. He lives in Cranbourne North, and he has tricked up, he's pimped his granddaughter's Mini, you know, one of those sort of battery-powered little kid cars, and he's put spoilers on it and the whole sort of thing on
extractor
the hood,
pipes,
extractor the pipes, just for a bit of fun.
And also a personalised number plate.
Yes, so he's doubled the capacity of the battery as well.
Arrested.
His granddaughter's car.
Arrested.
I asked him, and it is actually an acronym of his granddaughter's name.
Right.
So she has a life ahead of her that
Good
is
work.
Trouble with a capital T.
Nice.
Keep your entries coming.
TripleM.com.au. Weekend double pass, course car ride, grid walk, merchandise packs, all valued at $3,400 to head along to the Repco Supercars Championship. Penrod Oil Sandown Super Sprint, 19th to the 21st of August. Rosie's going to stick around. She's discovered something online that we're going to discuss next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I couldn't believe how good I was and how skinny I was.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Super Mole
Rosie Walton.
Yes, I like it.
I'm going to take us on a bit of a journey.
Oh, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to go back into the annals of Rush Hour. But first, we asked the question, what's the biggest rort the other day?
Yes.
And on Facebook, we got this feedback from Brenton Thorpe who said, g'day, King of Kings, Bins and Rabsy. The biggest rort is council pet registration. You pay $50 to have a cat or a dog at your place for a year. You get nothing for it. And if they escape, they fine you for it anyway.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yes, fair
Very
enough
true.
Too.
Yeah, well done. Well said. I like that.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It is a thing.
No.
You've got a Shirley.
Yep, and I've got definitely got what we just mentioned.
Oh, all right.
So I'm going to ring the city of Port Phillip and I'm going to complain.
Good.
On Twitter at Triple M Rush Hour, Slavban has tweeted saying, thanks, King of Kings. Thanks to you, I just finished watching the new Rolling Stones doco. Brilliant.
Oh, here
so it's the four-parter.
I
haven't
myself,
watched it yet either.
Yes.
You did a joke yesterday.
Did I?
That meant that you went under the desk.
Limboing.
You were limboing, and we saw more than we needed to.
Yeah.
What did
Simon
you say?
Has pointed this out, and I saw it too with my eyes, and I was offended.
Are you talking about coin slot?
Not the Italian.
Simon just wrote, did I just see his bum crack?
No.
Not okay.
No. Did your bike rack?
I didn't mean to.
When I say coins, I'm talking 50 cent big size, two big bastards. horrendous.
Those chocolate coins.
That's it. The real huge ones.
I thought the Italian runner, what happened to him down the straight? Remember we were talking to him?
Oh, no. I wasn't a part of that.
No, I don't think that had happened to you. From what I'm told.
Probably dropped that out.
Yeah, just dropped out.
Cameron sent us a message on Instagram going, feedback hose. A better version of Bill's joke today would have been that his car got stolen and that they left the North Melbourne membership there.
Yeah.
Not that there was five more.
Yeah, they just left
no,
it.
Just left I left it there. And then someone broke in and actually put them there.
I agree with Cameron.
Me too.
Well, Cameron can come in and tell the jokes if he wants to.
Yeah, good. Let's encourage it. No, good. I can't get Cameron in here quick enough.
Okay, he's on his way. Yep. I decided to have lunch today at a place that I'd never been before because we're in a new part of South Melbourne and so you need to learn what's going on.
But not far from where we were.
No, but it's sort of like a different part of town. And I decided to go to a chicken shop that I'd heard of from Rabs and I thought I'd look at the Google reviews of this chicken shop before I went.
Oh, yes.
You know how some people do really bad reviews for no reason?
Yes,
some of them
are
needlessly nasty. I found this one hilarious.
Go on.
This is from Type Amen. Hey, I'm Angus, the guy Scott D and Dylan W mentioned. Yes, it's true. I shall never set my foot or feet in this establishment again. Asked for the mystery sandwich. Maybe this is on me. But I was pointing at what looked like a chicken focaccia. What do I get? A flippin' dry, plain chicken roll with a glisten to it that was questionable at best. Never gonna eat chicken again, in fact. You've literally killed chicken for me. Thanks.
Oh,
so
never again.
There, and it was amazing.
Yeah, that's as savage a review as the poor person that ate at your cafe.
Which one?
When you left the plastic around the cheese.
That was Barry.
So was it Barry's fault?
Yes, yes.
What about when you went and got a whole chicken?
Yeah, they didn't like that either.
Imagine if there was Google reviews back then.
Imagine tomato, hot tomato or red tomato.
Do you know what happened?
No, so she does, yes.
A person I heard it on the front bar.
Complained.
And
there
this
wasn't
show?
Enough chicken. So Fat went and got a whole bastard.
And two bits of bread.
It was bloody that big.
The customer's always right, Bill.
No, they're not.
Yes,
that's something
are.
I've learned in the hospitality industry, especially now. They're not always right.
Well, let's see, because I thought I'd delve back into Apple Podcasts and the reviews of the Rush Hour.
Go on.
How long ago is this?
Some of them are more recent than others. Yes. You'll work out which ones are which. From somebody called Win something or other. Oh, Bill, come on. Some of these jokes. Are you kidding? Buy a joke book. Keep up the great work, JB and Rabs.
There we are.
Five stars.
That's it.
Last week. No.
This one's titled Moscow's Finest.
Moscow.
Osblay says, the sphincter really loosens up in excitement when I see a new episode fresh and hot straight out of the oven. Five stars.
Okay. We're sure that was a review of our show?
That's something else.
I believe so. This one's titled Get Stuff JB.
Right,
so I'm guessing that this is from Matt Big Dong. Love the show, but JB, get stuff. You tell him, Billy.
Get
five
stuff.
Stars.
Get stuff.
Oh, no surprise he's a mate of yours.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Big Dong.
Big Dong. Of course he's a mate of mine. We got a Big Dongers club.
Okay, this one says, despite the best efforts of that flog Todd from Barwon Heads, JB and Billy have made it to 10.
Yes.
Must have been your anniversary.
Yes.
Keep the jokes coming, Bill, and Topics Brownless is the funniest thing on radio because you can never get the intro right. Vote one, the traffic party.
Oh.
Five stars.
It's always been popular.
Yes. This I've is got from, some additions coming soon.
This is from Mutton Duck.
Mutton
He's
Duck.
Only giving us two stars.
Oh, no.
I am sick of dot, dot, dot. Billy's segment on the name Barry was an odious piece of excrement. Don't know what it was about, but that makes me laugh.
That would have been you saying it was a bad name.
Yeah.
Barry.
Yeah, but what is the his terminology was?
Oh, what did that
odious.
Mean?
Odious?
Yeah.
Awful.
Right. We'll just
stinky.
Say awful.
No, I'm reading his review.
No, I'm saying to him.
You know, we're talking about Todd from Barwon Heads Hose. I ran into someone the other day who said that Gazman should have on the front of their shop the triple XL as seen on the front bar in like a pinky sort of orange or whatever that colour was.
A lot of emails from Gazman here. It's got some lovely gear for the summer coming up.
Do they? Okay. All right.
Nice linen number.
Yes, linen.
Go shopping.
A nice short.
All right, two more and then I'm done.
Yep.
One star review from Flipper TC.
That's not sounding good.
From Flipper TC. It's titled Can't Do It. As soon as Brayshaw stops trying to prove how matey he is with people in the game who matter, anything he does will improve.
Oh,
no
good.
One cares that you know anyone's nickname or have an inside joke. Unlistenable liniment sniffer.
One star.
Liniment sniffer.
Unlistenable liniment sniffer.
One star.
And this is our first ever rating, though, on Apple.
No.
It's titled Tools. Oh. It simply says, I like both tools, from Janjuk on the 13th of April, 2011.
2011?
2011.
So you've gone back 11 that
11 years.
Yeah.
That's good.
What did that bloke say? I'm writing it down about
odious.
Jim. No.
Odious. That was about you.
Liniment.
Unlistenable liniment what? Sniffer.
And has that got a date attached to it?
2nd of April, 2021.
21. Recent.
Yes.
Oh, I like it.
I haven't heard that one before. I like it, but I'm writing it down.
How are you, Bill?
Sniffer.
That's one of the things I love about Instagram, Hoes, is if people ever say anything like that to you on your own page,
yeah,
you delete it and then block them. Imagine if life was as easy as that. Imagine if you could delete what someone says and never have to speak
to them
again.
Very handy on your account.
I'd love
possible
it.
Yes. Result.
Speaking of deleting and blocking, Bill's jokes to wrap up the show coming up very soon.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Break artist tomorrow, Friday, of course.
We love that.
Idiot song, we love that.
Song.
Xavier Ellis, we love that.
Big Zav.
Oh, X. A bit going on over in Perth. A bit going on with him, actually.
Is there?
Yes, we need to get... He just played footy, I saw
that. His missus was having a drink.
Oh, no.
Celebrating it. Good on her.
So that's coming up tomorrow. But
yes,
now...
Yes, Jim.
After you wandered under the desk yesterday...
I'll stay put today.
Good.
End of day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Four from four, is that right, Rabsy?
You got woolied early in the week.
All right. Three from four ain't bad.
No,
should make a song out of that.
This is Thursday. So two from three.
Ain't bad.
Well, that's all it'd be.
Yeah. Righto, here we go. You ready, Jim? You can participate.
Oh, right.
What's made of leather and sounds like a sneeze, Jim?
What?
A shoe! A shoe!
How is it possible that anyone can laugh at that?
Look at evidence. He's wetting himself.
What the hell is that?
That's a joke. You're allowed to laugh and smile. Thank you, Rabsy. Hit it now. Yeah! Again, Jimmy boy! Jim, shoot!
You two put together don't have a brain.
Again, it's a good one. Well done, Pat. Four from four.
Dad told that on Christmas Day. Everyone look at the end of the table and go, Dad, either get something better than that or don't go with jokes at all.
My dad told me that, but he fell off the dinosaur when he told me.
Excuse me.
Well, with you.
Keith is with me.